Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. DeAndre Hopkins is a Kansas City Chief. Not officially official, but official enough to be official for you. Fifth round pick is what it's traded for. Could be a fourth. It's what everybody's talking about. I can see Peter Schrager even gelled his hair this morning with his white V-neck on. He's even ready about it. DeAndre Hopkins traded from Tennessee to the Kansas City Chiefs. It does, in fact, make the offense better. It is a position that needed to be addressed. And here they are. The Chiefs have added strength to their offense. The Chiefs have put a trustworthy wide receiver who last year averaged throughout the 16 games that he played, six catches a game for 62 yards. Sign me up. Six catches a game, 62 to 70 yards, and sprinkle in a couple of touchdowns in the red zone. You know, load management about the last couple of weeks of the season. And then hello, playoff football. My tweet that I came up with earlier that I thought was pretty clever. He went from mayonnaise to ketchup.
I do like that. That's pretty good. Yeah, I do like
that's
that.
That's great.
Because who doesn't like that upgrade?
Yeah. I also saw one that said DeAndre Hopkins went to bed 1-5 and wakes up 6-0. I mean, could you imagine that too? Like going from a team like the Tennessee Titans that has the direction of a broken compass right now to coming into Kansas City and being on the premier organization in the NFL. Like, you got to think that's awesome this morning if you're DeAndre Hopkins and you're waking up going, I got traded where now? Let's go, baby. Let's get this. Like, so much fun for DeAndre Hopkins. And really, for me, so much fun for the guys inside that locker room.
I can't get over that Mac picture.
Oh, my God, the Mac pictures, right?
Somebody put a Mac, I'll give it to you so you have it for your screensaver. Somebody says it needs to be a meme, and then somebody said it looks like he saw boobs for the first time.
This was better than that.
Yeah, so we started the show. Dusty and I knew that DeAndre Hopkins was a Chief. We started the show, and like 5 minutes before the show, we're getting all the information. The phone's blowing up, and texts are going crazy. We're getting all the information. And Mac's wandering around, and I walked into the bathroom because we figured he went into the bathroom, and I was going to tell him. And I walked in, and I go, Mac! And then there was silence. I'm like, okay, I guess he's not here. Then all of a sudden, like minutes later, Sterling goes, not here. I'm like, oh, he goes, yeah, but somebody did come in and like bang onto all the doors and almost fell down trying to use the toilet. I'm like, well, that has to be Mac. And so Dusty's like, well, we better tell him. I'm like, no, let's keep it a secret, right? Let's not tell Mac and let's just do it live on the air. So we distracted him for like 3 minutes, which was not easy. And so we got him distracted for 3 minutes. And then we started the show thinking we were going to talk about whatever. And then we go, hey, DeAndre Hopkins is a Chief. And Mac just lost it on the air. It was great. It was so much fun. Like,
that was awesome.
I remember when we were pregnant with our first child and we were deciding whether or not to get the sex of the child ahead of time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I worked with somebody at the time who said to me, and this is really good advice. He said, most surprises in life are very negative. You never really get good surprises. Don't find out what your child is going to be ahead of time. Be surprised by that. And we're like, all right, that works us. Right. And so I feel like Mac had like one of those good surprise moments where it was like a genuine, like, this is awesome type of moment. And then he read the text line and killed his whole mood.
That's true. That was great. So glad you guys kept that secret. What a move.
Yeah. What a great move by Brett Veach. And so you give up a fifth round pick conditional for DeAndre Hopkins, and he's going to come in here and be, as kind of we've talked about, you know, for the first hour of the show this morning, a reliable red zone target that is a veteran type of player, that is a nice compliment to Travis Kelce, that gives you options right now that you didn't have some, I don't know, 6 hours ago or whatever it was. You know, before this trade happened, you lose Rashee Rice, you lose Juju Smith-Schuster, most likely. Obviously, Hollywood Brown hasn't been part of the equation right now, but there is growing optimism from what I'm told that Hollywood Brown will be back in December. So a lot of folks inside the organization are pretty excited that he may come back to the organization. But DeAndre Hopkins gives you experience. He can play against zone. He's got great hands, as you heard Jay Binkley talk about, three drops in like how many years or whatever it was for him. He's trusted by his quarterbacks, will be trusted by Patrick Mahomes, and he can be a really nice red zone weapon for you, right? Like, those are the things that you want out of a wide receiver. And for DeAndre Hopkins, he walks into that locker room now with street cred. It's not like these guys are looking at him going, no, who are you again? What did you do? Like, you don't think Travis Kelce going to be fired up today? You don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to be fired up today? Andy Reid, all these guys are like, all right, we got a guy that we know that we can rely on. And for the last year and a half, save Rashee Rice, but now he's injured, Patrick Mahomes really hasn't had that wide receiver he could rely on to get the ball to other than Travis Kelce. Now you've got a guy in DeAndre Hopkins who doesn't drop the football at all, can be relied upon, and I can imagine the sense of relief that has escaped from Patrick Mahomes, like that sigh that you have, right? After a hard day and you sit down at night and you grab a beer and you're like, I can imagine that's kind of that sigh of relief. Not that they've crowned themselves champions, but just Patrick knows, I got a guy. I got this guy I can rely on, and that's vital.
And I think that makes him better because he has a confidence factor.
Absolutely, right? It does. Hell yes.
We saw the offense kind of change last year when he got that confidence in Rashee Rice, and then they could kind of do all that. So, but no, I think it's interesting because right now we talk about the offense of the Chiefs. This offense obviously gets better with DeAndre Hopkins. How much better? I'm not here to decide that. I don't know if it makes it like, you know, unbearable to like, you know, you can't stop it no matter what, but it makes it better no matter what. And so far in this offense this year, or at least in the NFL, I want to get to offensive player of the year awards in the NFL. Derrick Henry leads at plus 100, Saquon Barkley at plus 300, Justin Jefferson plus 850, Ja'Marr Chase plus 950. So we ask you, who's been the offensive player of the year so far for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, it's DeAndre Hopkins.
Easy.
No, but for me, it's Kareem Hunt right now. That's been the guy. From like a guy who wasn't here at the beginning of the year has now become, in my opinion, in the clubhouse right now, if there was an award for offensive player of the year for the Chiefs. For me, it's Kareem Hunt right now. Obviously, we're only 7 weeks into this NFL season, and you hope that would change. But, hey, maybe it doesn't. Maybe Kareem still becomes that catalyst that the team uses. You can't have DeAndre Hopkins on every single play, you know, so somebody else is going to have to pick up the freight a little bit. But, man, I think the addition of Kareem Hunt has been fantastic. And if you like that addition, then there's no reason not to like the DeAndre Hopkins addition right now.
I would go with the little bit of a cop-out, not one player, but that interior offensive line, that trio, kind of in tandem with you, Bob, helping out Kareem Hunt. They've been the most consistent piece of this offense, game in, game out. We don't really have to talk about them. You know, Joe Tooney, Creed, Trey Smith, we know every week it's going to be pretty much impossible. They're an immovable force, and it's been massive for this team.
I'm going to go with Rashee Rice.
Oh,
Rashee Rice still leads the team in receiving yards. He's tied second on the team for touchdowns.
How long do you think he'll lead the team in receiving yards until? How many does he have, first of all?
228. I think Travis Kelce is like the next one behind him. I can look it up real fast.
I would imagine. It has to be Travis, right?
You hope. He hasn't played since, he hasn't played since week four.
But also, too, you could have Juju up there because of that one big game that he had, that's true. Right?
How long will it take Hopkins to get 224 receiving yards as a Chief?
Week one.
I'm going to say 4 weeks.
4 weeks? Yeah. I was going
to
say three.
About 50 a game, roughly, just to be on the safe side.
Rashee Rice has 288 receiving yards, leads the team. Travis Kelce has 245, so he'll pass him this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Unless DeAndre Hopkins steals all his targets into my fantasy team. I don't understand.
I'm glad he's just sitting on my bench. I picked him up 2 weeks ago.
DeAndre Hopkins?
The name started getting funky, I was like, well, you never know.
Nice.
Might as well. So I picked him and Slayton up thinking something could happen.
Let me text my daughter right now who leads her fantasy league. Pick up DeAndre Hopkins.